Hello, this is Anna Laura Brown with the Healthy Happy Autoimmune Podcast, where we help you be healthy and happy no matter where you are on your autoimmune journey. Discover solutions for both physical and emotional wellness. Visit healthyhappyautoimmune.com for show notes and resources, and let's get started with today's episode. Hello, Healthy Happy Autoimmuners. This is Anna Laura Brown of AnnaLauraBrown.com. In today's podcast, I thought I would share with you my story about becoming a health coach. This is often something that people ask me, and there are actually a variety of different ways to become a health coach, and the health coaching industry is really not regulated per se. It's somewhat similar to life coaching, career coaching, that kind of thing. So while it definitely helps to have some training and education in the area of health coaching, it's not an absolute must. So technically, if you have the knowledge, the know-how of health and wellness, that kind of thing, you technically can coach people. There are a couple things to be aware of, though. And one of those things is, depending on what state you live in, some states have a little bit more stricter regulations around coaching. And you also want to make sure that you don't cross boundaries or lines that you really shouldn't. So for example, you want to make sure that you're not doing things like prescribing people a specific diet, as that's the role of a nutritionist. So unless you have an actual nutrition degree, then, you know, you can't do that, or you don't want to engage in, you know, like therapy and counseling things when you're supposed to only be coaching people. So some examples of things that a health coach can do, for example, would be things like, if somebody already knows there's a certain diet that they're supposed to follow, but they're struggling to do it, a health coach can actually help them implement that. So for example, for me, I help people implement gluten-free, dairy-free diets, elimination diets, that kind of thing. But I don't specifically prescribe or recommend that people follow a specific diet. They have to actually already know what diet it is that they need to follow, or, you know, at least have an idea, or, you know, come up with the idea themselves, and then I can help them implement that. So that's just a couple of things to consider when it comes to health coaching. That said, if you're really going to be serious about health coaching, then you really want to pursue some sort of degree or education program of some kind. And the program that I went to is called the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, otherwise known as IIN. It's one of the most common and most popular programs, certification programs for health coaching. They originally started in person in New York and then eventually went online. And it's a whole year-long program, so it's quite an intensive program. And I started that program in June of 2014 and graduated in June of 2015. So as of the date of this recording, it has actually been, it'll be 6 years now since I graduated from that program. It was really good. I do highly recommend it. I think the biggest weakness to that program is that they don't really talk quite as much about the business of health coaching and how to build a health coaching business. But they do a really good job of teaching you how to be a health coach. They also do a really good job of teaching you about all of the different nutritional theories that are out there, different diets that are out there, different ways to help people have health. And another aspect of the IIN, or Integrative Nutrition Program, that I really like and found really helpful is that it also, they give you a lot of information and focus on something called primary foods and secondary foods. And primary food is really not even the food you eat. Primary food is all about your self-care and some of the other different aspects of your overall health. And secondary food is the food you eat. So they also talk with people a lot of different ways to help improve your health that aren't necessarily about what you eat or about your nutrition, that kind of thing, which is not really a mindset or something that people really think about. But I've noticed this is more and more, especially in my journey that I have come across and have been involved with the last few years and helping with my Hashimoto's, my autoimmunity. I have noticed that I feel like there are a lot of other factors at play with, you know, why I got the Hashimoto's and how I am working to help overcome it and to help myself through my healing journey. And I talk about this in an episode that I released a few weeks back about things that I thought I needed for Hashimoto's, but in fact discovered I actually didn't. So yeah, there's that. And so, but ultimately, why exactly did I decide to become a health coach? Well, I have been passionate about health and wellness for quite some time now. And, you know, I've been on my own journey other than Hashimoto's through a lot of allergies, through realizing that I had a pretty severe gluten allergy or gluten sensitivity, to having asthma when I was younger, actually also even being diagnosed on the autism spectrum when I was younger, which is a whole nother story that I'm not going to cover in this episode, but may cover in a future episodes. And so, you know, just have had a lot of my own challenges. And when I started in 2011 with doTERRA and my journey of selling and educating people about essential oils, and then of course learning really extensively about how to use essential oils myself, I started noticing that there were too many people that tried to use them as a replacement for, you know, certain drugs or medication, or that they wanted to just be able to take the oil and have it be an instant and immediate cure. And that's really not the idea behind essential oils, and it's not the idea behind really any herbs or medication. I mean, there's not really a one size fits all or a magic trick of any kind that will really fix your overall health. And so I started realizing that in order for me to be as effective as I would like to be at really helping people with their health and wellness, I had to learn about more than just essential oils. And I don't come from a background of health and nutrition when it comes to my education. Some of you may know, some of you may not know, but I majored in French and minored in Spanish in college, and then got a master's library science degree at Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana, and was a librarian for 7 years. So I'm not really coming from a background of health and wellness. So I figured going through the IIN program would really help me get a better grasp on nutrition and how to help people with their overall health and wellness. And it really has done that. And I've really learned quite a bit and would love, of course, to share that with you. So as always, my invitation is that if you would like to schedule a free time for a quick chat with a wellness consultation, you can go to annalaurabrown.com/wellness. Also, if you would like to download your free self-care journal that actually gives you some different checklists and things to help improve your overall self-care, you can go to annalaurabrown.com/self-care. And these links, of course, will be in the description with the podcast notes. And I hope that you found this interesting to learn a little bit more about my journey and how I became a health coach. And as always, you're also welcome to reach out if you're considering going to IIN or becoming a health coach and have questions around that. Feel free to reach out to me as well. Take care. Have a great rest of your day. And I will talk to you ladies next week.